Hello and welcome to another episode of Trust Me, I Have a Beard. It's been a while. Gosh, man, I know I've been saying that quite often on the podcast here. It's just finding my way, finding my own path in life, and, you know, that entails moving and, you know, packing away the computer and setting up internet, blah, 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 everything in between. I'm now in Missouri and freezing my ass off over here, that's for damn sure. It's definitely quite cold. In fact, the entire nation right now, USA, is frigid. I know in Florida right now it's around 30 degrees, and it's pretty astonishing. The entire country is just cold. Happy New Year's to all my listeners. And I hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas and all enjoyed their holidays appropriately. I personally just sat on my computer and watched the ball drop live on YouTube. That was quite cool. Turn the chat off, though. That fucking YouTube chat gets pretty fucking wild. So anyways, yes, I'm in Missouri now. Northern Central Missouri. And it's definitely a nice, quaint little state. Cost of living is relatively cheap. Well, actually, it's really cheap compared to everywhere else. But it looks like I might be moving again, so we'll see what happens. I got my computer and everything like that set up, and finally found my microphone, and figured, gotta record. It's available to me. So even though I may be cold as fuck right now, I am recording just for you. Thank you for tuning in and hitting that like button on Facebook. That's facebook.com/ETAcast. Hit that like button for me. And for yourself so you get all the updates. The last episode I posted was Techotastic with Brandon and I. We were talking about cryptocurrency. And I will touch bases with it, that particular subject, in a little bit. But let's talk about some other things right now. So, there's a lot of things that's happened in between the last episode I posted and now, a couple months in between, actually. But something that caught my eye was the crazy fires in California. You know, it is one of these things where right now the entire country is iced over, but you have to question yourself. Like, all these things are getting way more intense, constantly getting more extreme. All of the weather around us is becoming more intensified and becoming longer, colder, hotter, you know. But it turns out that some of these fires in California, which is the second time that this happened in the last 6 months, some of these recent fires were caused by someone intentionally starting them, which really just pisses me off. You know, it is one of those things where, why the fuck would you want to do something like that? There's so much other things to do in life. You know, you can go to the Getty Museum over in L.A. for free. You know, you can go walk around on the boulevard and check out fucking Spider-Man and all the Avengers out there. You know, may not look exactly like them, but shit, they're trying, okay? But it really just, you know, just fucking grinds my gears, if you will. just reading stuff like that where such a devastating thing could have been caused by someone's intentions. You know, it's bad enough that we have to worry about Mother Nature, you know, especially with all of our cities built, some of them in dumbass locations, you know, earthquake-prone locations. It's like, you know, why the fuck is that city even built there? But it's already established, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's bad enough we have to think about that. You know, I feel like everyone needs to take a step back and fucking chill out. Chill on. Trust me, I got the beard. Oh! So let's segue on over to North Korea. I just have this typed in my notes as North Korea. And that, you know, I've been talking a lot about North Korea in this podcast in particular. Trust me, I have a beard. It has been one of those things that is on my mind, you know, in regards to what will happen. What's the outcome of this crazy hermit country that is under communist rule to this day in the modern world? What's the actual outcome that's going to happen? And it seems more and more, given that America has a crazy president that is willing to instigate and poke fun, almost very elementary school-esque, as far as arguing with someone, at a crazy-ass fucking guy that really no one knows about. We just read about, you know, a couple of years ago, he executed his own uncle, and we just have no idea what this guy's capable of. And we have a president in the United States where we kind of don't even know what the fuck he's going to say half the time either. I mean, you know, you got the most recent thing that I read was North Korea, in regards to North Korea and President Trump. Kim Jong-un basically said that he had a button on his desk, and then Trump responded that he had a bigger fucking button. It's like, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing? You know, not everything needs to be a Twitter slam. Not everything has to be this, you know, funny antic bullshit. You're supposed to be running the country. You're supposed to be representing America, and you're sitting there saying childish shit like that. Your rebuttal is basically using what he said, Kim Jong-un said, and no, fuck you. That's basically what it is. Fuck me. Well, fuck you. It's absolutely ridiculous. And the most recent thing that I read about North Korea and South Korea is that they're agreeing to talk, which it's, I don't know what's going to happen over that. Hopefully, talk about some pragmatic shit and owning it. And that's what this episode is about. It's about owning it, owning your actions, owning your decisions, things that you've already engraved in your life. You gotta own it. Little segue right there. Before we get to that, the topic of the episode, let's talk a little bit about the cryptocurrency exploding. How can I not? In between the episode when Brandon and I was talking, that was around October, around there, or something like that. And now, cryptocurrency really has taken a huge interest publicly in the general masses, just as I was talking about in the prior episode. And yeah, it's a great thing. Everyone that is involved into it, I think you're making a great decision. You'll be glad that you're going to own that. And you know, my best advice in regards to cryptocurrency is have patience. Have patience. You know, whatever you need to do to sort of forget about it and not use it as an extension of your income, do that for a year to a year and a half to maybe even 2 years, then come back to it. But by all means, keep buying it in between. Just don't withdraw it. You don't want to be burned by it. And trust me, I've seen a lot of Reddit posts. I've had some personal experience with this. I've been burned pretty hard, relatively speaking, because cryptocurrency is, I mean, it's becoming the thing to have in your life if you want to have financial independence. If you want to invest into something, if you ever thought about investing into it, cryptocurrency is definitely the way to go. Anything. If you feel like you're saving $5 a week isn't really doing you so well. It's only $20 a month, you know, so you're talking about, you know, you're talking about a couple hundred dollars a year. But if you invest a couple hundred dollars a year into cryptocurrency, you can double it, triple it, even quadruple it. You know, it is becoming one of those things where the established pattern is you're going to gain money. You just will. So anyways, let's segue into our episode. The topic of the show. Yeah, how long have we been recording here? Let's check it out. About 11 minutes in. Yeah, so the topic of the show is owning it. I'm in this really old-timey house right now. And there's no heat in here, except for a few heaters, you know, as far as radiators and a couple space heaters and shit. Just burned through my propane heater thing. It wasn't really doing that great of a job, but yeah. You gotta own it. You have to own up your decisions. You know, I could have came into this house and felt how cold it was and instantly gotten depressed or freaked the fuck out or, you know, said, oh no, I'm not gonna do this. You know, basically just make it worse. You know, when I drove over here it was quite the distance, so of course I couldn't have gone, oh well, I'm going back, and I couldn't have freaked out, because that would have just wasted my time, one, and it wouldn't have made the situation any better, because it was fucking cold in the house. You know, I had to find ways to heat up the house, and whether or not if it was a placebo effect by putting a fucking towel underneath the door or, you know, building up a heat underneath the blanket really quick, running the bath and soaking my feet, there's ways I had to own my decisions on coming over here. And I'm just saying from personal experience, this is the most recent one that really was a negative factor in my life, but I had to turn around and make it into a positive one. And I thought, well, you know, it is kind of nice to be in an environment where it's a little bit chillier, body's more awake and whatnot. And then I just thought pragmatically, how can I heat this place up that's going to be cost effective, because I can't run these damn radiators all fucking night. They're fucking damn near 2,000 watts. Not giving the fucking electricity company that money. No way. But I had to find ways to make it into a positive one, into, you know, basically turn my negative environment into a positive environment. And I'm slowly getting there. I've been in this house for about a week now. So, slowly getting there. But we'll see what happens. Anyways, let's go back to our topic of the episode. And we have to live with our decisions because we want to move forward in our life and goals. You know, that's very essential in our day-to-day lives. And it may not be something that we realize at the time. But if you fester on your past, you know, you want to think about an argument or a disagreement, anything like that, that was a negative time in your life, negative factor time, anything in regards to that, you don't want to fester on them, because how are you ever going to move forward in your life and goals? I know this sounds very obvious, but this is something that we, as human beings, we don't think about every single day. Some of us might think of it every single New Year's, or maybe on their birthday, or a certain time in the year. Or maybe it might come up every single week where someone thinks, oh, how can I make my life better? How can I move forward? How can I do this? But, you know, why they're constantly drawing to that same conclusion of how can I, all the question marks? Well, that's because they're festering, they're regretting the things in their past. And those things are holding them back from moving forward in their life and their goals. We have to adapt. And adapting, meaning in the true sense of the word, how can you get comfortable in an environment? How can you like your job? How can you improve your relationship with someone? Or maybe you want to change a lifestyle, such as biting your fingers or spending too much money on something each day. Any of us can assess something and change it. And that's adapting. Because when you adapt, I'm talking about adapting to make your life better. That's essentially what I'm saying in the most simplistic way. How can you make your life better? How can you accomplish your goals faster? And part of this is adapting. Now, I just want to say a disclaimer. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I am not an expert in any shape or form of the sense that would be in a capitalist environment. I don't have a certification for any of this stuff. I just have my own experiences. I just have my own knowledge from those experiences and how it shaped me today. And that segues into my next thought into this topic of owning it. And you have to look at your life in a long term. And what I mean by that is, don't think of yourself, oh, where am I going to be next year? You have to think of yourself, where am I going to be forever? Where am I going to be somewhere that will propel me forward into my next goals? You want to own one house? Well, then maybe you might want to own another. You want to have one place in the Bahamas, and you want to have another place in fucking Montana. It's all about looking at your life in a long-term perspective, because certainly we expect to wake up each day. We expect to go to work. We expect that paycheck. We expect, you know, going out and purchasing something and that transaction will be finalized and I own that item that I purchased. We expect all those things. So, of course, you have to look at yourself in a long-term way. When you buy something, you're not going to think about when you're going to throw it out unless it's food or something that you would have to throw out. That item might be with you forever if you want it to. So when you look at yourself in a long-term fashion, you know, where are you going to be in 20, 30, 40, 50 years? Is it going to be all over the map? Is it going to be with your wife and kids? Is it going to be, you know, in your dream house? Where is it going to be for you? And while you're doing this, along this way, you have to change and accomplish things so you can get to that long-term perspective that you have on your life. And you'll realize that, hey, things are just unfolding as they are. You're being better than you once were. But changing and accomplishing things along the way, you're accomplishing everything that you want to do in life. You know, it's how can you pragmatically approach each problem that will help you propel yourself to accomplish your goals, to adapt to whatever it is that'll be positive in your life so you don't have to think about it anymore. We typically don't think about our positive times in our lives because it was great. It was grandiose. We had a great time. Awesome. Yes, we might snap pictures or it might come up because of some awesome thought or maybe something happening in the present moment is making you think about that awesome time. But typically we don't think about those awesome times while we're alone and by ourselves, really. We typically think about all the negative things that happen. Oh, this person said this, and this happened to me because of that. And, you know, we place blame. We put self-doubt on ourselves. We shit on ourselves, essentially, because we don't want to think about those great times. Or maybe even those great times were good, but now they're bad. And so now you're having even more regret because you have to sit there and look at yourself pragmatically and realize that if something's not helping you out in your life, then why have it? And in certain situations, including my own experience, you know, I had to break away from personal relationships. You know, I had to make that decision of essentially saying, okay, enough is enough. I'm not gonna engage into this type of craziness, essentially. Because I realized that person, or these people, whoever it may be, they weren't, and I don't want to sound conceited or anything, but they weren't helping me out in any shape or form. So I didn't need them, and they certainly gave the impression off that they don't ever need me. So there we go. You know, I had to pragmatically look at myself and understand that particular situation and the relationship was bad. It was a negative thing, and there was nothing I could do. Nothing, unless I probably presented them with a winning lottery ticket that would change that moment. So it was better off for all of us to stop talking to each other. And you can apply that in any way in your life. If you drink too much coffee, if you drink too much alcohol, smoke too much weed, you take too many baths, whatever it is, how can you pragmatically change that? And ask yourself, what can you do today to make your life better tomorrow? How can you make your life better tomorrow? Well, that about wraps up this topic of the episode. And I want to thank everyone again for tuning in. Hit that like button. That's facebook.com/ETAcast. I hope to record another episode here soon. It'd be a techotastic. A lot of technology is coming out, and it just looks really impressive. A lot of games too. But yes, everyone, thank you again for tuning in. I know this is a bit of a short episode, but I promise to get more content out here soon once everything gets set up. I'm in the process of doing a lot of exciting things as far as making my life better tomorrow, and essentially looking at myself in a long-term goal, long-term fashion, and accomplishing them along the way. Thank you everyone again for tuning in. Remember everyone, you got the ears and I got that beard. We'll see you next time on ETAcast. This has been Trust Me, I Have a Beard.